Yeah, everything's closed, I'm afraid, at the moment.
Alright, well, I tried, man. I definitely tried. Alright, well, I appreciate you looking. Thank you. I guess I'm just going to try and go back to sleep, because like I said, this jet lag is, like, killing me. You know, I'm used to it being, like, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock right now, and it's, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, so I'm screwed.
Right, no, have a good night, anyway.
Yeah, good night. Bye. Good job. Welcome to the show. If you're listening on rogueserver.com, the only place you're ever going to get to hear those calls.
That's the only place you're going to get.
I hope you enjoyed them.
Is this the rogueserver.com?
Yeah.
If
you're listening to those previous calls, they have not been recorded because someone forgot to press a button. Live on rogueserver.com, I'm your host, Wuppy, my co-host, Mr. James Scrug, Jimmy.
I'm not good at calls either, but that guy at least knew what I was getting at with the beans and toast.
What the hell is going on tonight?
Beans
Is it just...
We're going to call Dollar General and ask how we can save money on our car insurance.
Even better, we call places to see if they can give out candy themselves instead of us having to do it.
I have an even better idea, Rosin. Let's call places.
Dude, even better. That's even a better idea. Dude, Whoopi, let's call some
places.
We're going to call places tonight.
Whoopi, can you even fucking believe it? We're going to call places. Places will be called tonight.
Wild and unbelievable. Shit, where should I start?
It's super unbelievable.
Where should
I can't believe
Home
it.
Depot. Can I do the next one?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think
No, Rosin, what do you think this is? UNICEF?
Oh,
I'm
okay,
kidding.
That's 0.2 cents.
No, I'm kidding. Yep.
Shoot, I should... But I like calling. I like calling. But I don't have any good ideas. This is what happens whenever you have a deadline, is, I have deadline, by the way. I have a deadline.
Doesn't Dragon Mirror have a deadline also?
There's so many deadlines happening, and it's just... It's not even... You know, like...
The lines are dead, so you can call in now.
Call in the show.
1-800-WET-BUTT.
1-800-WET-BUTT. And you can listen.
You get the great...
Or you can join Mumble. Join the Mumble.
Great group of
join
guys
Join the Mumble.
Here.
It's mumble.rogueserver.com. You're going to need a Mumble client for that, so you better get one. If you don't have a Mumble client, like, what are you doing? It's 2025. Get a Mumble client already. You should have one by now.
Oh, God. What
is it? You're the snake.
Something about something.
Guest rooms.
Oh, Rosin.
Guest rooms? What is this?
Oh, Bridge Street guest. Oh, and they didn't pick up. Yeah, damn it. This is what happens live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. St. Martin's House.
James Scruggs.
James. Vanilla Gorilla on the streets and in the sheets.
I don't know what the fuck I did with this little container I had, but I need it.
You have Silly Rosin here.
Oh, they didn't pick up either.
Oh, what the fuck are they doing? Just touching?
I don't know, they're probably, you know, doing British things like watching the television and eating a toast.
And paying television tax.
Welcome to the show. If you're listening, we're broadcast from United States of America. Allegedly. I'm your host, Wuppy. Wuppy Switchcraft, every October 30th, 2025. It's 8:47 and 5 seconds, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. God damn it. I need to find a... Do I go back here? I don't think I've called this place before. What is this? A Let's see. Okay. All right, we're going to call Canada.
Canada!
All right.
Is it illegal to say that aliens are in my room? Were people dressed up as, like, ET figures? Hi, sir. How you doing today? Hi, you have a great... I'm doing great. You have a great, very good accent. I had a couple issues in the room currently. I don't know if I could speak to you about that, or do I have to speak to someone else?
Sure, you can speak to me, yeah.
All right, because, like, I don't know if you guys only do this in the UK, or it's just a US thing. My charger won't plug in.
Sorry, you're like, cutting off. The outlet?
Yeah, the outlet for my phone is not working. Can you make this outlet machine go?
What's your room number?
1115.
115?
Yeah, hold on. Sorry, I had to take a big dab. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man? My charger isn't working and my vape is about to die. I'm going to have to start freaking out here. I have some roids on my wrist. I don't think that's
appropriate. What's your
room
number, sir?
115.
We don't have 115 here.
Well, I'm in the ones then.
Which one? What's your name?
115. My name is Gerald. Gerald Johnson.
Sir, you're calling the wrong number here.
Sir, you're acting like I'm a stranger. I'm visiting your country and my outlet don't work. I have to get to my television.
You're calling the wrong place. This is Super 8 in Palms.
No, I'm calling the right place. Yeah, Super 8, right? In Palms?
In Palms.
Yeah, I'm in this. Yeah. I'm calling the right place.
Okay,
don't try
what's your room
trying
number?
To doubt me, sir. Yeah, 115.
We don't have 115.
Sir, I'm in 1116. I'm in one of the ones. I could literally stick my hand out and you can come to me. How dare you pick up the other phone?
Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Hassan Lakem, I hope I didn't say anything offensive. I know, you're welcome to the show. I'm your host, Wuppy. Tonight on RogueServer.com. Wuppy's Witchcraft. Oh my god. Kind of scattered brain tonight. Nothing's happening the way I anticipated. It's okay. Oh, I need more caffeine, I think. But I can't go and make caffeine. What was that? Have I called this number before?
That mailbox is full and cannot accept any new messages. Please try again at another time.
No, I will never try again. Hello? Hi, hello? Is this the hotel? Alright, I love you. Goodbye. What the hell is happening there?
Fucking people don't know how to answer their phone.
I don't think I've called this place before. I'm pretty sure I haven't called here. It's not popping up in my list of numbers. I don't think I've called this part of the country ever.
What country is it?
Canada.
Oh. Wait, the one you put me on, was that a Motel 8?
I think it was a Super 8, yeah.
They're everywhere, Jesus.
Oh, just in Canada. Oh, you were speaking to Canada earlier. Hello?
Hello, do you have another?
Yes. Hi, is this the inn?
Yeah, vendor, yeah.
All right. Whenever I come down there, can you invite me in? I need an invitation.
Sorry?
I need someone to invite me in before I can book in there.
No, it's a vendor, beer vendor. Sorry.
Oh, beer vendor.
Yeah.
Can you invite me in though? Whenever I come down there, I can't come in unless I'm invited in.
I don't know about it.
I have to, or I can't enter. If you don't invite me in, I can't enter.
No, you enter.
Oh, just because I need someone who has permission to allow me entry before I can come in there.
No, you can enter.
All right.
Why not?
How do? So you're in charge of giving out that permission.
What kind of person?
Allowing entry into the building and inviting people in?
Oh, not alone here. Only beer vendors.
Oh. So yeah. you have permission for all the beer vendors in Thompson?
No.
Are the doorknobs silver? I don't think I can touch them if they're silver. Oh, and you don't have any garlic. You don't have any garlic or anything hanging up, right?
No.
All right, so I'm safe to enter.
Well, yeah.
All right, is the sun already down? I don't want to check because it might hurt me if I look out the window.
Are you outside?
Not yet. I have to put my my cloak and my cape on. Is the sun already down? If you look outside, is it black outside or is it a moon outside? Or is there still a sun up?
What do you want?
I can't, if the sun's out, I can't go outside with the sun out.
The moon outside.
Oh, it's just the moon outside?
Yeah.
All right. Am I allowed to bring my coffin down there?
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, I can't bring my coffin in?
Please call sometime later. We are busy right now, okay?
All right, I'm going to get some beers, and I guess I'm going to,
Okay, come inside.
You touch my cloak and my chains and stuff. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/wappy, and if you were listening earlier and heard the first few calls to the UK, you could only hear those live. Those are gone forever. Probably for a good reason, too. I don't know why he said beer distributor whenever. Yeah. Oh, McDonald's. Jimmy, do you want a hotel? McDonald? Whatever?
Hotel. A hotel.
Mystery Lake Hotel.
Gonna do a real obtuse kind of call.
Obtuse?
Gonna sit on some fast food.
Hello, Mr. Lake.
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Lake? Hello?
Not too bad.
Missy Lake? Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Cool. So I was just wondering, I got my room up there tonight, and I'm on my way back, but I was stopping. I was going to get myself some McDonald's, and I was going to come back into the room, and I was going to sit on the McDonald's before I ate it, Just for fun, just as a goof, you know, Halloween's coming up and all. And I was just wondering, do you have any like plastic wrap down at the front desk? Because I don't want to make a huge mess. At least of the hotel property. My clothing is fine. I'm okay with that. Because like I said, it's Halloween and all.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I have some plastic wrap and what, but not.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I should be back down there in probably about 30, 40 minutes. And I'll just ask. I'll come up to the front desk and I'll say that I called about the plastic.
Oh, sure. All right.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Just call me Burger Butt.
Okay, Burger Butt.
All right. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great night. Bye.
Oh.
Successful call. I got someone to call me Burger Butt.
Welcome to the LP Switchcraft every October 30th, 2025. It's 8:58, 25 seconds post meridian. I'm Whoopi, your host, my co-host Burger Butt, live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi.
It's your boy. Here on Rogue Server. The only place on the entire internet for prank calls.
There's no other place.
There's no other place. You can't listen to prank calls anywhere else online. They're outlawed. There's no Twitch, no YouTube, no rogueserver.com. Just kidding. Listen at rogueserver.com.
There's no rogueserver.com. There's only rogueserver.com.
There's rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Yes. rogueserver.com/wastedmemory. rogueserver.com/dragonmirror. And coming soon, rogueserver.com/buckshot?
It's a mysterious mystery. Maybe someone will know.
Alright, well let's keep these calls going. It's Whoopi's turn. Because I just did a call and it was perfect.
You have reached the Burntwood Hotel. Please press 0 for the front desk. 1 for the bar. 2 for the manager. 4 for the beer vendor. 5 for Hazy Heaven Cannabis Store. 6 for restaurant. To repeat, please press 9. Thank you.
Oh, I already pressed. Did I get that? Shh. It's all in the... It's all... Yeah, it's... What the fuck? What the fuck, man? Why did it just not... Why did it do that? I didn't touch anything.
Hi, you have reached the Burntwood Hotel. Please press 0 for the front desk. 1 for the bar. 2 for the manager. 4 for the beer vendor. 5 for Hazy Heaven Cannabis...
5. This is a hotel. Oh, if you're listening, it's live. What the... I guess they hate me there. You know what? This is weird and sketchy. I can just call Easy Heaven. Hi, is this Hazy Heaven?
Yes.
In the hotel?
Yes.
How do we do it then?
Sorry?
How do we do it then? Because I thought like you couldn't do it in the hotel, but you guys are there in the hotel.
No, here it's a cannabis store.
Yeah. So do we have to do it like under the bed?
Yeah.
Oh, so we just smoke under the bed and that's good? Hi. Can I bring my dog in there?
Yeah, you can.
All right, sweet. What about my cat? Hold on. Let me. Mittens. Mittens. Where are you, Mittens? There he is. Can I bring him in too?
Okay. Yeah.
And Can I bring in? Can I bring in? My cat.
You're coming alone with them, or someone will be with you?
I'm coming in with. I got like 15 of them. I have for my disability.
No, 15, no.
Yeah,
one is okay.
It's all for my disability. It's normal.
Okay.
It's dark out here, man. I don't know where I'm at or where I'm going.
Okay, okay.
So do I just come there and we smoke it up?
No, you can't smoke here. You need to smoke outside.
What about under the bed, though?
Okay.
Y'all got that? Y'all got that Puff Gold Peak?
Sorry?
The Puff Gold Peak?
No.
Yep. Hey, you want to be my friend?
Did somebody say Puffco Peak?
Yeah, dude.
I want to hit that Puffco Peak. Damn it. I'm sorry, Whoopi. I ruined your call.
No, you didn't. That call is already ruined.
Yeah, that ruined call sucked. The guy was fucking boring. Fuck that guy.
He's just saying yes to everything.
Probably don't call fucking anywhere but America. Because Americans get mad. Angry Americans live on the Whoopi Show tonight.
Oh, you got a cooperative gas bar. Not time stamping yet again. Your host, Whoopi, is making the future harder.
Good evening, co-op gas bar. Hello.
Hi. Jimmy, do you want to talk to her? Hold on.
I'm taking a bong rip. Hold on.
All right. My friend Jimmy has to talk. He told me to dial it because he was too nervous to. So I'm gonna,
okay.
He just needs to do this real quick, and then he'll be good and ready. Jimmy, you almost ready?
Almost.
All right. He has some questions about the gas bar down there and how to
yo, like, yo, right, yo, 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 hello.
Hello.
How's the gas bar work? How do I make it go?
Like the pump?
Well, I've never been to a gas bar before.
What?
Yo, what up? What's your name?
Darren.
Darren, I'm James. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
He didn't carry that guy.
Do you? What exactly goes down at the gas bar? Like, do you expect tips?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so like I can tip you when I come down there.
Yeah, we're
do you think there's any single ladies down there at the gas bar?
Because
like,
what?
Any single ladies? Like, are there? Like, it's a good place to like meet people and mingle, right? The gas bar.
I think so.
They got like a dispensary in there, or where do I get the gas from?
Like a weed dispensary. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I figured like gas bar meant like it was like a place where I could go and smoke that gas, you know, like put that loud in the air with some fine people, like a great group of guys or something.
No, not that kind of gas bar. It's just called the gas bar.
Oh, shit. All right, well, could I come down there and just, like, smoke a doober?
Sorry, what was that?
Could I come down there and, like, smoke a doober after I get some gas?
Yeah, that's fine. Just not near
straight
the pump.
Straight up? Hey, well, yeah, for sure. I'm not trying to get nothing on fire. I'm just trying to light up some weed, put it in the air, make some new friends. Just kind of rolled into town like a tumbleweed, you know? And, that's how it is.
Yo, they got that loud up there?
They got the loud, dog. We're going to go up there.
Yo, how much for a pint, though?
How much for a pint of that gas?
How much for a what?
Talk to my boy. I gotta take another bong rip over here. Talk to my boy.
Yo, okay. Hold on. Yo, is this Darren?
No, this is Tonsing Co-op Gas Bar.
Yo, Darren, how much is a pint down there? If we want to get the guys down there and just get pints all around for them?
Pints all?
Yeah, pints.
We don't sell that here.
Oh, what about a pint, though?
No.
Is it by, like, the liter? Or is it gallons?
Liters.
And how much for a liter down there? For me and the boys. Because you know how we do it. We gonna get loud!
$1.29.
Hey, yo, $1.29. Jimmy, $1.29. Get the money.
Yo, $1.29, dog. I got $1.29.
Sweet.
Let's get it.
Yo, we're gonna get zooted up there.
Yeah.
Yo, can I get a little squirt for me and the homies?
Oh, what?
A little squirt.
This one's a little squirt.
Of gas?
I don't know.
He just wants a little squirt.
It's getting pretty busy and I have to get off the phone.
Oh, shit. Can I talk to a customer?
No, you cannot. Just for the liquor's only.
Oh, we have to
down on this?
We have to talk to a customer.
We got girls. Girls are with us.
Yeah.
The customer will love girls.
Let's put us through to a customer. We'll be able to, like, you know, they know what's up.
No, sorry, you can't. It's only for the workers only.
I'm a worker.
I have to go now, so I'm sorry.
I'm a worker.
Yeah, I work.
I'm a worker.
No, I meant for
co-op. How does that work all day?
Oh, I work cooperatively with him.
I'm sorry, I have to go now.
Me and him, we're cooperatively working.
Can I bring in my Wolfie?
Can I bring in my... Rita, goodbye.
Oh. What was that?
Garbage.
It was live. That's what it was. RogueServer.com/Whoopi. JuniorRat.com. Live on RogueServer.com. Wait, does that? Is that count as whose turn?
It's Tiff's turn. Oh, what the fuck? Tiff just left.
Aw.
It's hilarious. It's, I don't know. It's your turn.
Okay. What?
Wait, no, it's my turn.
Are you sure?
It's my turn. Yeah, it's my turn.
Okay.
I don't have an idea.
I have zero ideas, too, and I have one deadline I have to meet. But I think I have to do this legally or something.
Hello, Bob Tate.
Hi, this is James Krug calling on behalf of JuniorRat.com. I'm just running a quick survey with the Gourmeté tonight.
Sorry, what?
Would you have time for a quick survey about Gourmeté?
Not right now. Sorry, I'm busy.
Can I talk to you? Excuse me. Let me try again.
Can I talk to you? Oh, Jesus.
I think I'm high. I might be high. With the Guamate. I don't know what the fuck she said.
Walate.
Walate. What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, I think it's...
What are you calling, Whoopi?
Canada.
Call something normal. I don't want to talk to these loonies.
What about apartments? Apartments are like hotels,
about
right?
Loonies. Yeah, they're exactly like hotels.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Up here in my room. I'm in the apartment. Do you live here? No.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
there's not going to be
anybody. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
right, they got a message.
Got the message, all right.
What the? Giant tiger? Oh, they close soon. All right, you have to speak to Giant Tiger.
Hey.
That's a department store.
Okay, what kind of departments?
I don't know.
Can I get, like, an iPad?
No, I don't think so.
Hello, Giant Tiger? Hello?
Yes?
Did you say Giant Tiger?
Hi.
I'm not from around here, so, like, I'm not familiar with any of the brands or any of the businesses.
Okay.
And I'm kind of just trying to, like, weigh my options and see what's what. Can you give me a brief rundown of, like, what exactly Giant Tiger is? It's going to be very brief. You don't have to tell me, like, I don't want to hear an inventory.
Low deals on a lot of food.
Low deals on a lot of food. All right, so it's like a grocery store.
Yeah, it's like a yellow grocery store, low prices.
Straight up. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right,
we're open
cool.
till 9.
The food is fresh over there?
Like fresh, I would say, yeah.
It back talks you? You ever catch the cereal? Do you ever catch the cereal giving you guff?
No.
Oh, so it's not that fresh then.
Okay, well, I don't eat the cereal from here. I eat it from Walmart.
Oh, well, wow. Okay.
I think everything here is good.
Okay, good. Now, I have a question. If I were to come down there, would I be able to take, like, a dab when I'm in there for my anxiety?
Sorry, can you repeat that for me?
I was wondering, my anxiety is pretty bad, so typically when I go shopping, I need to, like, take a dab. I was just wondering, is that something that I'd be able to do while I'm down there at the Giant Tiger?
Take a what, sorry?
Like a fat dab, like a hot glob. I got a Puffco. It doesn't really smell.
So...
You wouldn't be able to smell it from the other side of the building, you know? Like, I could just go and find a corner.
No, I'm not sure you'd be allowed to do that.
Alright. Straight up. That's
sorry
all right.
about that.
That's okay. Do you guys sell, like, tinned fish over there?
No,
like,
sorry.
Usually when I go down to the store, I get, like, a thing of tinned fish and I, like, snack on it while I'm doing my shopping. So I don't buy too much food. Because, like... I personally think tinned fish is disgusting, but it helps me not buy, like, overspend.
Okay, well, do you know that you'll still have to pay for that once you get to the
hotel? Well, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
No, of course. Like, no, what do you think this is? A game? Like, no, of course I would do that. There's been a couple times where I've accidentally, like, put the tin in my pocket or something. But, you know, I really paid for it later when my fucking pants smelled like sardines.
Okay, so if you want to ask more questions, I'll probably have to send you to a manager. Is that okay?
No, I mean, I think that you've answered all my questions pretty fluid tonight. So I can let you go and get back to work.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I love you. Oh,
goodbye, Giant Tiger.
Goodbye, Giant Tiger.
Ah!
Oh, calm down.
There's an echo on the line.
That lady was, like, kind of a prude about getting her food from Walmart. I didn't really understand that.
Oh, Giant Tiger's like the Walmart of, Walmart.
Just like that.
Yeah, it's weird. A sign shop? Am I really going to call a sign shop? Yes.
Do I really have a 47-pound wiener?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Call it up.
The fuck am I getting a sign of? Come on.
You have reached Reflex Signs. We cannot come to the phone right now. Please leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as we're in the office. You can also email us at reflectsigns@mymts.net. Thanks, and have a great day.
Okay, they got a message. Hopefully they enjoy that. Puppet shows? What the... Okay. Oh, dog park. Okay, breaking, live in the studio. The Thompson Dog Park, we just got word that dogs are allowed down there. So if you have a dog, it only has one star though. But you can take your dog to the dog park, and it's okay. Music instructor? Oh, that sounds too real. Too close to home. Oh, there's a school? Welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm your host, Wuppy. If you're listening live, most likely. It's 8. No. It's not 8. It's 9:18. 57 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time. You can join the Mumble at RogueServer.com. Mumble.RogueServer.com. Join the Mumble. You can join and make calls. I have to call hotels. Did I call these guys? What? No, why didn't it? I didn't copy the... Yes, I did. How's that strain? Or is that what we're all about, the strain?
Oh, I was smoking on some pretty strong sativa strain, and I don't normally do. I've been taking a break from the sativas lately, but this one I wanted to try, so I gave it a shot, and not bad. Doesn't freak me out, so good.
Live water swishing noises.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suites Thompson. If you would like to speak with the front desk, press 1 or stay on the line.
1 or stay on the line.
Good evening, it's Quality Inn.
Hi, ma'am. I have a few questions for you.
Yeah?
First of all, can you invite me in down there?
Invite you here?
Yeah, like an invitation to go inside. I have to be invited before I can... Oh, I need, like, express, like, permission before I can, like, come into the Quality Inn.
But why do you need a specific permission before you came in here?
I can't enter unless I am invited in. I just can't. You know, like I try to go in, but it just, you know, I can't go. I'm stopped at the, I'm just stopped there.
Do you want to stay here?
Oh, yeah. What do you call that guy? It's like a someone who works for me. Oh, my thrall. He got a room for me down there.
Like somebody has booked a room for you here.
Yeah,
you
my
said,
thrall.
Right?
Yeah, my thrall booked a room for me down there. I just like. But I need you to give me permission before I come in there. Like, he booked it for me. But If I just need your permission before I can come into the Quality Inn.
But I can't see any booking here. Like, all the check-ins are done.
Yeah. Well, you checked me in a while ago, and I just... You know, I just need your permission before I can, like, even come inside the hotel. Because if I don't have it, I cannot enter.
Why?
I just can't.
Is it... No, there should be a reason behind that, right?
Yeah.
What's that reason?
Whenever I try to enter in, I'm like, it's, I just, I touch the door and I can't even open it unless I've been invited in. I try, but unless I'm invited in, I can't enter.
Okay, can you please hold for a moment?
Sure. This is Unicode Music. They hung up on me. Oh, what a shame. What a pity. Oh, I should mark the timestamp. Make it a little easier for me. Except I haven't done anything. So there's that. Welcome to Wuppy's Witchcraft. It's October 30th, 2025. 9:24 and 50 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Wuppy. Co-host live in the studio with me. We're looking at each other right now. Jimmy.
James. Eyes locked. It's Jame, your boy, your friend, our friend, everyone's friend. A real piece of shit.
Man, what the hell is this?
I don't know. What is it?
It's a game store called Nico's, but the picture on Google is a picture of some guy's dirty car.
That's kind of weird.
I'll send a photograph over to him.
Can I call them?
I'll show the monitor to your my co-host here. All right, I've tilted the monitor over to him. He's looking at it. Do you have any comments about that?
I said, that is a dirty car. All right.
That's apparently a game store.
All right, let's call him.
All right.
Game and car wash?
Hey, you guys still got that car?
Sorry?
You still got that car?
Which car?
The one that's on the Google.
Which car, but?
The car on Google. There's a car that's on Google, and I was just wondering, y'all still got that car?
You want to ask for timing?
No, there's a car. It's on Google. I was trying to see if you guys still had it.
It's a toy car?
No, it's like it's on Google. When I Google you guys, there's a picture of a car, and I just want to know if you still have that car.
No, we don't have.
Oh, okay. You should probably get that picture taken down then. That's like false advertising.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye. I love you.
Thank you. She's nice.
If I didn't know any better, I think she didn't like me very much.
Aw.
That's all right. I'm a real piece of shit.
Live. But the oh, it's closed. Okay. A lot of weird things in Canada. But there's also a lot of weird things in the U.S.
Sorts of weird stuff everywhere you go.
Live. Okay. KFC.
Thanks for calling KFC Thompson. We cater party buffets for 50 to 500 people. Includes Colonel's original recipe chicken, signature sides, cutlery, and condiments. For more information about do-it-yourself buffets, press 2. To place a delivery or prepaid pickup order, press 1 now or visit www.kfc.ca and select your favorite items from our finger-licking good menu. Thank you.
Operator.
Calling the operator.
Yeah.
Please wait a moment.
Fried chicken school.
Yep.
Fried chicken
we'll make
school.
The original recipe.
What did you learn?
Fresh chicken makes the best chicken.
And that we use 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, but that's the Colonel's secret. And special pressure cooking.
God,
so it's all
damn it.
Tender and juicy.
Looks like you've learned to make great chicken.
Only way to serve our customers right.
Thanks for calling KFC Thompson. We cater party buffet for 50 to 500 people. Includes Colonel's original recipe.
Two?
Please wait a moment.
Just $5. Take your pick. And it's finger-licking good.
There really is a Kentucky Fried Chicken school.
Yep, today we're making the Colonel's original recipe.
What have you learned?
Fresh chicken makes the best chicken.
This, what
and
the
we
fuck?
Use 11
yeah,
this is spices.
Oh, but that's the Colonel's secret. And special pressure.
So it's always tender and juicy.
Looks like you've learned it.
Thanks for calling KFC Thompson. We cater party buffet for 50 to 500 people.
I apologize. On behalf of RogueServer.com, I apologize. It just sucks. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's awful. Sorry, everybody. Maybe they'll
just
pick
sucks.
Up. Yeah.
Hello, Tom's Pizza.
Hi, I work at the KFC, like just down the street from you.
Okay.
There's like too many like pizza bones out here. I get that it's Halloween and everything, but like we can't have it, you know? There's bones, like, bones, like that. Like bones?
Bones.
There's just too many on here.
I didn't understand that you are talking about which kind of order.
We got a pizza from y'all down there. Honey, look at the pizza. It's just... Jesus. She's just... you scared the pants off my girlfriend here. This pizza's just too scary. There's too many bones on it. And it's Halloween. It's Halloween, definitely.
I don't know what he's talking about.
What did he say?
He's talking about maybe some order. I'm trying to figure it out, but I couldn't get an order. 0198. Yeah. I couldn't see that number so far. 0198.
What's that again? Sorry?
I work at the KFC, just down the street from y'all.
Okay.
We got the pizza and everything. We picked it up in store. I showed it to my girlfriend. She's just freaking out about it. I think there's, too many bones on it or something. That's what she's saying.
bones. There's no bones here.
That's what I'm saying. Like there shouldn't be any. But you know, I'm looking at this.
What did you order? Like I want to know what you guys ordered.
Like a medium.
Medium. What's your phone number that they picked up from?
We went into the store and got it.
I know, but what kind of pizza did you guys order? We write it down on a book here. We're trying to look for it.
Oh, it's like a pepperoni. I'm not sure if it was from you or from and these guys at the KFC, because just between you and me, my coworkers here at the KFC are racist.
One second.
John! Yeah, talk to this guy.
Whatever he's saying, but he's not telling me the number, even. This person is talking about bone in his pizza. He says that he's just saying in near this.
Hi there.
Hi, is this Josh?
I couldn't find his number here.
Oh, how are you doing, sir? You find some kind of bone or something?
I'm not sure if it's from you guys or if it's from my coworkers at the racist KFC just down the street from you.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. Usually, you know, they don't have a bonus, the pepperoni or salami. But I, you know, sometimes I wouldn't put anything, you know, so if it's something.
It's like a full femur. Like, it's like a full femur on the pizza.
Yeah, I could see it if I could. But like I said, you know, I'm not putting anything. But like I said, something first time
you hear
I
that?
Hear it anyway.
You hear that? I'm knocking the bone against the table here.
Sorry?
I'm knocking the bone against the table here. It's a pretty big bone. You like, it's like the thickness of a stick. You could definitely hit somebody with it. And it is a real bone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but like I said, I want to see. You know, first time I run into something like that. But
yeah,
you know, usually the product we buy is salamis and pepperonis. What kind of pizza you ordered anyway?
I like a medium pepperoni.
Yeah, usually, you know, pepperoni, salami, we slice. We never run into any bones in there, you know. We never did.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, it could be anything, you know, like could be possible, might happen. So.
Oh, okay. So I just bring it back and you guys get me a new one, or just take, it's not like embedded or anything. Most of the slices are boneless. It's just the one big femur.
Yeah. Can I make it up for you next time? I'll like to make it up. I'll give you a deal next time when you order pizza, okay?
Thank you, Tom. You're Tom, right?
I'm John, but I'm here. Oh. Same here. Yeah.
I'm the owner. You're a sweet guy, man.
I'll take care of you, okay? Thanks for reminding me.
I'll take the bone off. I'll forget about it. I think it's the people at the racist KFC I work at. They just put that bone on there. I was sitting there for like a good few minutes.
Anyways, I'll take care of you, okay?
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
But I appreciate it, man. God, what a nice guy. I can't be mean at that guy. He's too nice. He's John. He's John. Holy smokes, he's John. Wow. I want to dedicate this episode to John.
Way to go, John. Yay.
Oh, I like that lady telling the story.
I'm still wearing John's shoes and pretty comfortable.
Nice. All right. Guac Mexi Grill. For Jim. Me. James. I really want to get something to drink here.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Yeah.
Food I got was, I don't. It's like too scary. I got some for me and my girlfriend. I got one in there. We took it out of the store. She's looking at this darn thing. And she's, honey, look at the food. It's normal. It's normal. No, it's not scary. It's not. Can you tell her it's normal here? I can get her on the phone, but it's just normal.
Yeah. Right. So what did she take?
Honey, what did you see? She's not even. Honey, it's okay. It's food. It's food. It's good. I like it.
Hello.
Hi. She's.
Yeah. So I'm just asking you, like, what did you take to eat here? Like, what was the food?
It was like a burrito and a taco and a guac.
Okay. Yeah. Just give it to her. Yeah, I'll talk to her.
All right. Hold on. Honey, pick up the other phone. Honey, pick up the phone. Don't look at it again. You're gonna get scared. I told you.
Yeah, no problem. Just give her the phone. I'll talk.
I'll put you on speakerphone, and then maybe she'll hear you. Honey,
yeah.
He's on speaker now. Honey, he's gonna tell you about it. All right, you can tell her. You can tell her it's normal food, right?
Yeah, it's a normal food. Like, it's once you eat it, it will be very delicious.
Yeah, once you eat it, it'll be very delicious. Honey, it's just has, it's really good. No! Oh, my. No, what are you doing? What are you? Oh, my God. Honey. You're off speaker now. She just ran out the room, and she slammed the door behind her.
Okay, I can talk to her. Like, just give her the phone, I can talk to her.
Hold on. Honey, you can come out the bathroom. It's good. It's really good. Honey, just come on. It's really good. I'm having some right now. It's delicious. It's nothing to be worried about.
Just tell her eat the food. Next time, whenever she'll be here, I'll give her some cookies and some dessert. Yeah.
What do you think scary about it? I'm looking at the food and it looks good to me. It looks really good. It looks normal. I'm not sure what's up with her. We usually come there, you know, like every Thursday at like 9:39. And
no problem. Like, how old is she?
She's like 27.
Okay, no problem. Just tell her, like, whenever she comes here, we're gonna. You can dine in here, and eat the same food. It's gonna be very delicious.
Honey, you can dine in there. It's gonna be the same food. It's really good. It's really delicious. What's your name?
My name is Darshil.
Darshil?
Yeah.
All right. Darshil said it's really good. No, don't! Oh my God! I don't know what's up with her.
If you can come, bring her here. We can give her like some cookies and if she likes that cookie on everything. Right. Yeah.
Did you guys do anything like different for Halloween? It looks normal to me. I don't really notice anything out the ordinary.
No, like whatever here is like quite normal. Like we have maybe ground beef, chicken, some kind
good
of
stuff.
Meat, right?
Yeah. It's good that, but she. I don't know what's up with her. She's just. I don't. You know. She's kind of going crazy about it.
It's no longer the same. So she always does that when she eats our food.
No, it's the first time.
Oh, first time.
Yeah, she didn't even take a bite of it. She just looked in the bag and immediately.
Can you check the bag? Like, is there anything that gets her?
I'm gonna look closer in the bag here. It looks good to me.
When did you came? Like, what time did you came today?
Like an hour ago.
An hour ago, okay. And you and she's your daughter, right?
My girlfriend.
Okay, and what did you purchase here?
We get the burrito and the taco.
Burrito and taco.
Yeah.
Okay, and she had a taco and you had a burrito, right?
Yep.
I can talk to my staff, like, who made the order. Like, I can try to figure it out, but I don't think so. Is there anything scary? Like,
It looks completely... I don't know what's happening. It looks good to me. It looks normal to me. Nothing's out of the ordinary here. Honey, what's so scary about it? Oh! Oh!
Yeah, the way she is screaming, like, I believe, like there's nothing scary. Might be, did she even try it? Like, did she even eat something or no?
Well, I mean, it's in the, it's, I give it to her, so like, but it's, like, already in the bag, and, like, I don't, I think she
Oh, it's already in the bag, like, can you take it out and check, like, I don't know, like.
Man, it's just, you know, I thought it'd be normal. I thought it'd be a good night. We'd just, you know, eat some tacos and watch a movie and eat a burrito. Just have it going good old time style. And she's, I did.
Okay.
Honey, Deesa said it's good. I can trust you, right?
Yeah, everything is good. Like, even still the customers are here. They are taking our food, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Honey, yeah. Just look in the bag. It's normal.
At least you can do one thing, like take a photos and send it to us on the email, so we can check, like, if anything's scary, like...
Oh, come on. Come on. This is food. It's adorable. I'm looking at it. It's really normal to me.
Okay.
I might be able to get her and the burrito in the same picture, but I don't... she's gonna be blurry from running away from it.
Okay.
She's acting so immature.
I don't know how to deal in this situation. Like, this is the first time it ever happened to me.
I don't understand if someone, like, wrote boo on it, or if it's, like, some sort of, like, Halloween-style themed, practical joke. But I don't see any evidence of that.
Okay.
Do you think anyone down there, like, scared her beforehand?
No. Like, I don't think so, because I was always here.
Okay.
Like, I was here for a whole day, and I didn't think so, like, anyone do that, yeah.
I'm thinking someone must have, like, said boo at her or something, or, like, boo, the food's on it. I don't know, though. But that seems ridiculous.
Because since morning I'm here, and if anyone does that, like, I will definitely notice it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just driving me crazy with this stuff.
I really don't know how to help you with that, maybe tomorrow or something like that, when you bring her here,
okay,
we can definitely, make the food same way we are making here, and we can explain everything to her, like whatever we are putting inside the food.
Yeah.
So
can you give her that help. Can you give her like a little tour?
Tour to show everything?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, because our kitchen is open, right?
Oh, sweet.
So you can definitely see what you are taking, like rice, beans, or whatever.
Yeah.
So we can definitely show it to her beforehand, putting in the food. So yeah, that's what we can do.
All right, sweet. All right, I think I can just take it out of the bag and, like, open up the wrapper and put it on a plate, and I think that's gonna be good.
Okay. Did you try it? Like, did you eat that?
Oh, yeah, I had my burrito. It was really good.
Oh, you had your burrito, right?
Yeah, it was super delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are great down there.
Come tomorrow.
Yeah.
And definitely we will show you what we are putting in the food.
Yeah.
Let's say she's having a taco. So we're going to tell you, like, this is the rice, this is the bean, right? How it looks and everything.
It's kind of like a backstage pass.
Yeah, we can do that, yeah.
Sweet. All right, I'm going to just put this in the fridge for her, and I'm going to wait for her to, like, I'm just going to have to, like, talk her out of this, because it's just a taco. It's nothing scary about it.
Yeah, it's just a taco, yeah. Like, nothing scary about it. Maybe taste or something, but she didn't even try it, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I'm gonna take a bite out of it, and Hold on. I get it right here. Hold on, let me...
Alright, I'm about to, take a bite out of it.
So you came in an hour ago, right?
Yeah.
Hello, food bill.
That's really good.
But you don't talk with chokri and chokri.
That's really good, man.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you had a burrito, right? So what
yeah.
burrito? What was the meat?
As beef.
Ground beef. And what was the taco? What was the taco meat?
She had a chicken taco.
Chicken taco. So yeah. ground beef burrito, chicken taco, really good.
It's really good. This taco is really good. Like, I'm gonna take another bite out of it real quick here.
Okay. Just hold on 1 second. I'm gonna ask some other employee.
Okay.
Priya.
That's really good.
पहले कोई कपल आया था जिसने ग्राउंड बीफ बरिटो और चिकन टाको लिए हो क्या नाम है टाको और ग्राउंड बीफ बरिटो है पुरुष टैग कोई हुआ नहीं तो कि जिसने कल लाख पहला छोकरों छोकरी था अराउंड 25 वर्ष ना और पहला बेजन आया था वे वक्त कौन बनाते हैं
It tastes really good. It's just it's a chicken taco. It's your favorite. I took a couple bites. I feel fine.
Yeah, if you can bring her here, we can talk about it. Yeah,
it's really good. You guys got like you guys. I maybe she like too many whoppers or something. I don't know what's up with her, but it's really really good.
So you always come here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who made the order? The guy or a girl?
I think it was a girl.
It was a girl.
Yeah, but it's everything's good in here. Everything's fine. I showed a picture of the meal, everything to my friend, and he said it looks
okay.
really good too. And I just something wrong with her.
Okay. So. Okay, come tomorrow, and
yeah.
we will talk about it, yeah.
All right, and I'll bring her in, and I'll...
No problem, bring her here, and we'll talk about it, yeah.
You talk some sense into her. She's just, you know, she's going a little bit, like, cuckoo.
Okay.
All right, thank you, man.
No problem.
I'll tell her Diesel, like, you know... Diesel's on the straight and narrow. You can trust him. I trust him. She looks calmed down now. She got out, she left the bathroom. She's just kind of like huddled in the corner.
Okay. Yeah. Do we need any help?
No, we're good. We're good here. I think she's calming down.
Okay.
Honey, it's okay.
No problem. So just, do one thing. Come tomorrow, and we'll figure it out. Yeah.
All right. Hold on, honey, just take a bite of it. All right. I got her. She's gonna take a bite of it.
आप काम करो इतना कोई serious matter नहीं है. अरे बताता हूँ भाई फोन तो बदले दो कैसे खड़े रहे होंगे तू फिर गई ले लेकिन क्या नहीं
यार
अरे काम तो खत्म करो
तो काम तो करो बताता हूँ यार कुछ नहीं है
हाँ hey she
yeah
she's eating it now
okay
she's really enjoying it now so everything's going
okay.
normal thank you
okay no problem thank you yeah.
I told you could trust Diesel. All right, man. She's gonna enjoy that taco. We're gonna come in tomorrow. We're gonna get some more tacos and burritos. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna watch some movies, eat some tacos on it.
Okay. No
Thank
problem.
You,
enjoy your night. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
You.
Peace.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Oh my God! What the? Oh.
What was that?
Normal?
Very normal.
Hi, guys.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo. Chillin'.
Let me drop down real quick. Let me bust it down real quick.
Alright.
I bust it down real quick.
Bust it down.
Alright, bust it down then. Busting it down.
Oh, I thought you were
gonna...
I can get you a phone, though.
I can't dance, Roach. Okay.
Oh, he... Live in the studio, Rousen's dancing. Have I called this one before? I think it's a shell.
Welcome Circle K. How can I help you?
Oh.
Hello.
Jenny.
Oh,
hello. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, Salam Aleikum, brother. I was wondering if I can get some towels.
Sorry, what?
I want some towels.
Towels?
Yeah, I need some towels, brother. Because I'm kind of pouring in. I'm kind of pouring in the cup right now, pouring up that dirty Sprite. You know the dirty activist. The shit that Lil Wayne drank.
Wayne drank.
That.
What's happening?
What the hell?
What the hell?
All right, it's not hung up, but it is. Maybe they hung up, but it's still connected.
Hey, buddy!
Hey, buddy!
Oh. See, you can hear me.
That's a deadline, I think.
Salamaker, brother.
Yeah, they're gone. Ah, oh, god damn it.
Oh.
Live. That's how you know it's live. Because
yeah.
That there's a shell and it's the same number. That's
shell.
Weird.
Okay.
Can I go after that? Also, someone's backing up their truck. If you can hear that.
Live. Oh, I already caught the co-op
live.
Gas bar. And I can't call a hospital.
Okay.
I think that's against the law.
Yeah, Carly, you said you can't just waste public services like that. As you know, Dragon Mir told me to not waste public services, so I can't waste public services.
You should do a call where you just say, I set everything on fire and I killed everybody, and that'd be super funny. Right?
That'd be funnier than jumping off a building and making the call.
You should apologize to the next person you call.
I don't know, jumping from a building is pretty funny. Or jumping out a window. Alright, Petro Canada.
That same thing, Lee and Pam died of, or whatever his name was.
It was in a dream, though.
Petro?
Where was he, taking acid? Hello, sir.
Sorry?
Hi, sir, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm looking. Do you have tobacco? Do you have papers?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We have a paper, yeah.
You do? Because Halloween's tomorrow, and I'm handing out tobacco papers to the fellow kids and the fellow YNs. And I was just wondering if you do any deals for that. Do you do any deals for tobacco? Papers?
We don't have any deal for the papers.
Can you put some backwoods on hold for me? I'm gonna come on down and just buy that and hand out to the. He's a YN.
Yeah, you can
tomorrow.
Come down. I will put.
No. I need
down,
a couple of boxes
put.
Ready. I need a couple of boxes ready. Oh no, the dog's here. Hi, Mr. Doggy. All right.
We don't have that much boxes.
Next. Salam Aleikum, brother. Salam Aleikum. Hang up the phone, Banshu.
Hi.
Sorry?
Terry Makichu.
Oh, hi. What's... Hey. Hi, I'm a different guy. Hey, do you have the cigarettes and stuff? I'm 10.
I think I told you earlier, guy. Yes.
Oh, I just to, like buy them and stuff.
You have to
them.
Come here, then you can buy.
Ask
yeah,
it,
and I will put where
Bitcoin.
You want to put it.
Hey, do you take Bitcoin?
You have to come down, then I'll explain you in person.
All right, I just a couple packs of Marlboros and 10, and I can just buy them.
You can buy from the
and those,
phone.
And
you
those
have to
Black
come
and Miles.
Oh, and
you
some Black and Miles. Swisher Sweets too. Oh, the Black and Miles, the jazz ones. Those got the wood tip on them.
And the grape swish are sweet. Those are better if you just smoke them straight.
Oh, yeah, the grape swish are sweets. Oh, it's so good.
Ask if they got 40s. We need them for the neighborhood kids.
I think he's gone.
Them YNs are in the league. Oh.
Neighborhood kids.
Drinking 40s out here. Drinking 40s with the local neighborhood retards. What's up? What up?
What's shit?
Hi. It's right, me. Then. I'm the local neighborhood retard.
Yo, hand me that black and mild. You're hogging it.
No. Hand me the phone. I gotta make a call. I was told I have to make a call.
Oh, you have to make a call.
I gotta call.
Yes.
Oh my god. I thought.
Legal.
Okay. What
do you think? It's almost over. It's almost time. I'm sleepy.
Oh, it's almost. I also have.
You have a deadline.
I do have a deadline. I'm gonna. And we'll just do calls all around.
Yep.
Where's the music? There's the. Okay, we have a. Should I change
it? Good night.
Background man, cue music.
Go Dodgers! I hope they win the World Series.
Live. Shoot.
If they don't, live. LA's burning
RougeServer.com.
I think someone already bought that. That makes me sad. Someone had the opportunity to buy Rouge Server.
What the fuck?
No one bought Rouge Server.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Who do you want to talk to?
Yeah. Oh. A restaurant business.
Restaurant
business.
All right. Let's find a restaurant business. Oh, thank God it didn't take me back home.
Good night,
Hub of the
everybody.
North? Hub of the North? What the hell is Hub of the North?
Ow!
Do you think Australia's open right now?
I can't call Australia.
You're crazy. You're smoking crack. Or goking crack.
I really wanted to do more Halloween-themed stuff, but it's just... Oh, I guess screaming. I mean, it's pretty scary.
Screaming at your damn neighbor because he just won't shut the fuck up.
Good evening,
Hello?
The Hub.
Hello? Hey.
Good evening, The Hub.
Did anybody down there find a Benjamin?
Find a what?
A Benjamin. I had my vape pen down there. I was taking blinkers.
Where did you leave
it? In the bathroom. It was probably somewhere in the bathroom, in the men's room.
One second.
I was hitting the blinky.
Benjamin.
Hitting the blinky.
Oh, I'm muted to the phone. But everyone here is still live to the phone.
I wish you could get another line going and just call another restaurant, and then when she comes back, it's just a restaurant. Like, what do you mean?
Even better, I can hop in and just start hitting something, and I can be like, "Is this your butt? Is this
can
yours
you just
butt?
Pretend that you work at McDonald's or something like that?" No, don't do that.
Nothing was turned in. There's nothing in the bathroom.
Ah, shit. All right. Somebody probably took it. That's what I get for being dumb. I was taking blinkers. I was trying to see how many I could take before the bathroom started to smell.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks, man. All right. Well, thank you anyway. I appreciate you. Click.
Okay.
Click.
What? Okay, good night.
Hi.
Hi.
It's still connected.
Hey, hang up the phone, lady. What are you doing? Hang up the phone.
Oh, that's from the phone. Okay, it's finally gone. Oh my god. What am I doing? There. Ooh, live remix. I'm your host, Wappy. Live in the studio, it's 10:02:03 p.m. Post Meridian, Eastern Standard Time. Live in the studio, Wappy. Wappy's Witchcraft. My host of it is me, and my co-host of it is Sleepy. His name is Jimmy James Scrugg. Singular, not plural. Live in the studio are also my guests, Rosin and Mr. Leaf, and Carthor, but he doesn't speak, he just watches. And that's okay. That you can also join the Mumble, too. And if you want to make a phone call, join it, and you can do it. All right, Mr. Leaf, I'm gonna. Do you have any preference in particular?
Join it, and you can do it. I need a hotel, and I need an elevator.
Hotel with an elevator. Okay.
Stat.
You know, elevator calls also work at hotels that don't have elevators.
That's true.
You know what's interesting? They got elevator phones, and you can just call those bad boys.
But you gotta find the elevator phone number.
There's ghost elevators.
I think I've called every hotel in this town.
You should do Jasper, Canada.
Jasper?
Right, yeah, my friend lives there.
Let's leave Thompson and go to... What's this? Ross
Jasper.
Lake? Royal Hotel. Let's see. I can look at the photos, but you can't.
It's okay. I have my pen to click. That'll give me all the information that I need.
Nice. Okay. All right. Have I called them? No. They're not on the list.
This background music sounds like one of our RPCP's theme songs.
It's pretty spooky.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Roy Hotel.
Hey, Roy, what's going on? We were up there in the room, and we were coming back from a couple of minutes outside.
Okay.
You guys have an elevator, right?
No, we don't have an elevator.
Oh, man. Dude, I swear to God, I was going up to the room, right? See, yeah. That's what I've been hearing that. I was going up to the room, and... You don't have an elevator, right?
No, we don't.
Okay.
100% sure we don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what's up?
I don't think you're going to believe me if I tell you this, bro. To be honest.
Okay, what's up?
I took a left going down to my room. In the wall, it looked like there was an elevator, right? So I pushed it. I pushed the button.
Okay.
The door opened.
Okay, take a deep breath, man.
And there was a skeleton there. There's a ghost or an apparition or something. He was standing there.
Really?
It had sunglasses on, and I couldn't see its eyes. And I had a Dodgers baseball cap on.
Which room were you staying in so I know which hallway to look down?
Because I got on the elevator with him thinking that he was a normal person. He was wearing a hat and glasses. I didn't notice that he was a skeleton or an apparition until I got on and I pressed the second floor. And you guys don't have a second floor, do you?
Well, technically we do, yes. We have actually the top floor.
Oh my God.
But we don't use that.
Thank God.
Renovations.
Thank God. How do I get back down there? I'm not scared. I'm just confused, but I am a little frightened by this ghost that's standing right next to me.
Where are you? Are you still in my hotel, the Roy Hotel?
There's a bunch of mops and it's really dark. I can feel around. Something slimy. It smells like bleach.
I'll come look for you. I think I might know where you are.
Is there supposed to be a door handle in here?
Yep.
On the elevator?
There's no elevator in the building.
Holy shit. Brother, I don't know how to tell you this, but there's definitely an elevator in the building. I just took it up to the second floor with this guy.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know what
but
to
I'll
say
come
either, man.
Look in the
How do I break the cycle?
I don't know.
Gonna go take ice. He's taking the ice right now. I knew it!
What?
He was stealing my ice from the ice machine. I knew it. Now that I can see behind the curtain, I see everything's not... It's just all facade. Do you really get some guy just to dress up as a ghost?
No, man.
Around Halloween and just lie to people about elevators?
No. There's no elevator
in
here.
This is messed up, man. This is messed up, bro.
There
it's
was
not even
never
like,
an elevator built into
you're
the
You're not
hotel.
Messing with me?
No, I'm not. I think you're messing
you,
with
can
me.
Can you not hear that? You can't hear that behind you. Behind...
Nope.
I'm not crazy.
I didn't say you were, but I don't know what to tell you, man. I can't find you anywhere.
I'm not crazy, okay? I swear to you, I'm not insane. This is all normal. There's other...
This is a pretty good practical
God.
Joke, dude.
Practical joke? Is that what you're pulling on me?
That's what you're pulling on me.
You're pulling a practical... Oh, no. How do I get out of here,
no,
man? I don't want to be in this, like,
are.
Scary house anymore, bro. I don't want to be in here anymore, bro. But where's the,
no,
like, exit or something?
You,
how do I...
There is no elevator, and you probably...
There's no elevator
dimension.
And there's no exit?
There's you're in a different dimension somehow. Maybe you went through a portal.
Oh,
walk into your room.
What are you telling me? I'm in the back rooms? Are you making fun of me now? This is serious, man.
Yeah, you probably are in the back rooms.
How do we get out?
I don't know. I've never finished watching the videos because they're too scary.
I don't have my phone with me right now, bro. But you're the only person that I have communication with.
Well, how are you
talking
to me, though?
Look it up or something. I don't know.
How are you talking to me?
I have my AirPod in. I have my AirPod. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, just keep walking and open up any doors you see.
Okay. I'm going to walk.
Just walk.
I'm walking. I'm going to go over here a little bit.
Yeah, keep walking until you...
Okay.
Up door.
I'm over here. I knocked over something.
I didn't hear it.
I'll open this door. Right here.
Yep.
It seems to have like a zip. It's like a tent.
A tent?
Yeah, there's like a zipper on it. It looks like I need to go to the other room.
Could you just hold on a second? Don't hang up. Okay?
Hold on.
Just,
wait, I found something.
Give me
something.
A second.
Wait,
I
found
don't
something.
Hang up.
I found something. I'm ready. It's coming for me. I'm ready. If it's coming, bro. Hello? Okay, I'm going to get in this corner. I got to get a safe position. Defensive hold at this door frame. Are you there? Sir? Sir? Are you there? Oh my God. I think we're safe for now. I think it went down the hall. Oh my God, wait, hold on. Be quiet.
Are you still there, dude?
Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be quiet. Don't scream.
What's wrong?
Do you not hear it? I'm reloading. I found a...
Oh, it's just a dog. Oh. Oh.
Well, pet it.
Oh. Okay. I'll pet the dog. Come here, doggy. Good boy. Good dog.
This is the best ever. Are you still walking?
I'm walking around. It sounds like there's a baby in some room over there.
Don't go in that room.
No, I don't want to go in there. That sounds very terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds awful.
Stay away from small
children. Oh, my God, they're screaming louder and louder.
Yeah. Okay, start running.
Oh, my God, I'm running.
Find a door that has no sound.
Do I put my ear up to it?
Yeah.
All right, 1:15. I think this should be good.
Okay, go in.
I don't have a key card. Oh, there's a cat behind me. Hello. No need for that.
Don't
kitty.
Touch the cat.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Sir, how do I open the door? The cat is about to strike. He's pouncing as we speak. He's about to pounce. How do I open this door? I'm gonna run on the count of three. One.
Two. Three. Run.
Three. Oh!
Keep running.
Sir, are you still there? I'm at a dead end. What do I do?
I don't know. I would just keep running until you can't run no more.
Look at... No, you were supposed to look up the backroom videos so you could tell me what to do.
I don't know what to do. I've never finished
tell
watching.
Tell me what to
you
do. What did they do? What did they do in the video? Tell me what to do, man.
They just
I'm
keep
stuck
going.
In the corner. What do I do? What do I do? He wants me to pet him.
No idea, dude. I just know that they keep going and opening up doors until they find the right one.
Doors. There's a door above me.
Any door that's not making noises.
I'm gonna open the door above me. Sir, it looks really dark up there.
Might be space.
Are you sure it's okay if I go up there?
No, I'd never go in there.
This is the only way out.
Are you sure?
I'm trapped. They're slowly walking towards me.
Who's walking towards you?
The dog and the cat.
No, stay away from them.
Should I pet the dog, but, like, stay away from the cat? How do I get away from this? Maybe I can make them friends? I don't know, you've seen the video. Like, I don't know. What do I do here?
Okay, did you stay away from that video? Or, I mean, that door?
I need to stay into the video, sir. This is the only way I'm gonna stay alive.
I don't know which video to look at.
Back rooms. Where are the back rooms? Back rooms escape. Look on
Hello?
Google AI. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
What are you looking for?
I'm...
What are you looking for?
The elevator. I told him. I walked in and I took a left and there was an elevator.
We don't have an elevator.
And you guys were all... Yeah, that's what he was saying.
We don't have an elevator.
What do you want me to do, man?
You got
so you just got this guy
hotel.
Dressed up and you just paint an elevator on your wall as like a prank or something? Like a silly joke? This isn't funny, man.
You got the wrong hotel. You got the wrong hotel.
No, I don't. I do not. I do not.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Still in the back rooms.
All right, the phone line's properly disconnected.
Oh my
man,
God.
What the hell?
What was that, man? What was
I
that?
Think that's his wife. And she said no phone allowed.
That guy was having a lot of fun, though. I'm glad.
That guy's cool. That guy's great. Oh my god.
That guy's like John.
What was it? Oh, I don't even think he said his name.
No, we don't need to get into that with all the apparitions and ghostly elevators roaming about.
Alright, I have to do a call now.
Too many
think.
Pressing matters.
Live on RogueServer.com. Whoopi.
Thank you for calling the Orlan Motel. Sorry, we are unable to answer your call at this time. If you need further assistance or...
No, thank you. Oh, this place has a great name. So it's good I'm calling here.
Flim Flam, this is Cass speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Cass. Before I come down in there, I already had a room booked, but who invites me in?
What do you mean?
I need someone to invite me in before I can enter.
For the hotel?
Yeah. Like, I physically am unable to enter unless I'm invited in. I already had someone, like, get the room for me and everything, and I'm good on that front, but I just need, like someone to grant me permission to like enter.
I'm not entirely sure what you mean.
Oh, like if I'm outside, like someone to like wave me in, I guess, or tell me I can open the door or whatever.
Yeah, the doors are front doors are unlocked.
And you'll be able to wave me in once you see me.
Yep.
I just because I can't. You know, he already booked it and everything for me, so I'm good on that front.
What's the name on the reservation?
Oh, I don't... You know, it should be, like, Gary or Jim or Steve or something. We're good on that front. I also have some things I have to bring into the room. I have, am I able to put them in?
Yeah.
It's, one of... And it... There's no restrictions on what I can bring inside?
Depending on what you mean.
I have a coffin.
A what, sorry?
A coffin. Like, you know, just, you know, like one of those things.
I don't know what you mean by that, sir.
Oh, it's like a casket. It's like a big wooden thing.
Is it empty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I haven't really been asked this question. Sorry.
It's the first time I've been in Canada before. I usually it's at home, but I've had to move out recently.
Okay. Yeah, that should be fine.
All right, and I'll get one of my thralls to haul that casket in so I can sleep in it and stuff. It's currently nighttime right now, right?
It's 9:22 p.m. Yeah.
All right, sweet. I just can't be out with the sun's out, you know. So if I just get
am I being pranked?
No. I have to sleep and stuff. I've never had to stay at a hotel, you know.
Okay.
So that's all good?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Sweet. I don't have any more questions at this moment, or donations or anything, or blood or whatever. I don't want to say any stuff like that. But I'm normal. I'm good to go.
Okay. Have a great evening.
You just give me the key when you see me come in, okay? Or wave me in. I'll have the cloak and the cape on and stuff. A tuxedo. I'll be ready to go. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Normal. RogueServer.com/Wubby. Oh, I thought
JuniorRat.com.
JuniorRat.com.
Oh.
Freelist 4,
don't break the law.
Freelist 4. All right.
Freelist 4. Take a nap. Everybody go to sleep.
All right. We're approaching the 2-hour mark. I think we're going to wrap it up here. Everyone's saying they need sleep. Carthor needs sleep.
Sleepy time.
Jimmy's tired. I have a deadline. I'm not sure about these other guys. It is kind of late.
It's bedtime.
I have a recommended amount of melatonin, and have a good night, Sirius.
Oh,
I have a blanket.
Sleepy beefs.
Can I make one last call before we do that?
You can have a call, and I think Tiff. Tiff, do you want a call?
Oh, no, I was trying to make coughing gun noises.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Does anyone else want to call before we head off here?
I kind of want to call. I'll do it. I'll try to make it stupid or fast. Okay. You know?
Stupid.
Does anyone have any preferences?
Whichever one's better.
I have a chicken chef for Rosin. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds great.
All right.
Welcome to Chicken Chef Flin Flon. Hours of operation are Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. Sundays, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. To place a takeout or pickup order, please visit us at www.chickenchef.ca 7 days a week during normal business operations. To place an order, please press 2 and have one of our friendly staff help you as well. To reach someone in the restaurant, please press 1. To talk to catering, please press 5.
One.
To speak with the general manager, Dan Halady.
Oh, Dan Halady.
Good evening, Chicken Chef. Can you please hold?
No, I have a situation with the food I got.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, no fucking choice for that, buddy.
Oh my goodness. Are you just saying up the
rhetorical?
At least the hold music's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I muted to her.
could do.
I'll give her a few seconds here. If it reaches 2 minutes, it's out.
She doesn't care about us and our chicken needs, etc.
I care about her, yeah.
Oh, man, now I care. I didn't even think about her.
What is she even doing right now?
Something very important, more important than you could ever know.
She probably said fuck you, and I didn't even just answer it.
It's discrimination, I tell you.
Bye, love you!
Love you.
Oh, their line
chicken
sucked
lady.
Anyway, so...
It did suck, yeah.
Oh, wait, maybe this is... Oh, they're closed. God damn it, that had a great line, too.
You try one more time. If not, I'll just let you go.
You're going to try until you're able to talk.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck a three-call rule.
No, it's three strikes is only applicable if you're the party at fault.
Okay.
What if only?
It's only if you're the Dodgers or the Jays.
What was the word you're going to use?
Oh, witchcraft? I used witchcraft. But I had witcher it, and, something else. God damn it, Subway!
Hello, Flint for Subway.
What kind of spooky Hello. Shit is happening down at the store? I just ordered something from DoorDash, and someone has put just meat in my food. I asked for mayonnaise and meat, but you just gave me meat.
Where are you calling?
I'm calling Subway, aren't I?
Which place?
The Subway I just ordered DoorDash from, and you guys gave me meat and no mayonnaise.
Like which location? Like which city?
You're...
Flint Flon.
My city, you know, like, I'm from Compton. And my collar stay popping.
Which city of Subway you called in?
I'm trying to call you, dude. Why are you giving me bullshit?
Flint Flon.
You just gave me meat in a sandwich.
Flint
Flon. You know where you call? There's no DoorDash.
You know what? What do you know about Matichode? You know about Ben Calority? Motherfucker, you.
Oh, someone's echoing.
Test. Boobs.
Ah.
Poop.
Was it you? Was it you that was echoing?
No.
Austin, does that count? Are you happy?
No, my mic is echoing. Just let the other guy do it.
Oh, okay. All right, Leaf. Where do you want it to call? Hotel, restaurant, I guess.
I like a fast food now. We already hit a hotel. Let's go.
Hit on the hotel.
Yeah, we hit on that hotel. Now we got to go hit on that fast food.
I'm pissed Chicken Jeff didn't answer. Chicken Jeff.
It was a cool name.
Are there multiple Chicken Jeffs?
Arctic Beverages 1980. What the hell is that?
What?
Something. Alright, Flint Flon. Come on. Come on, Flint Flon. Flint Flon. Oh, Flint Flon's probably some sort of like sacred term.
Hi, McDonald's. How may I help you?
Hey, brother. What's going on, McDonald's down there?
Hello.
You got those,
Hello.
You guys got fries?
Yeah.
Put the fries in the bag. Oh, I'm just joking with you. I'm joking. I had an actual order.
We don't take orders in the like at the phone call.
Did you put, okay. Yeah, cool. Awesome.
You have to come here and order.
Yeah. We were ordering. We had an order. The order?
Here and order.
I have the hand order. I have it in my hand.
Okay. So what
I'm
is
opening
the
bag right now.
Okay.
Opening the bag. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a femur in my bag.
Sorry?
Bones. There are bones. I'm screaming. Ah. My wife is screaming.
I
was curious if you... does that count?
I'll take another one. I don't know.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought after
he defeated you with some words.
Yeah, he defeated me with the words, and I lost my train of thought. And
opening the bag.
I was opening the bag, and it defeated me with words.
It just sucks. He said words
catch you
about
off guard.
Oh, there's a town called Creighton. What about Timmy's? Tim Hortons.
I like Timmy's, yeah.
They're closing soon.
I don't know what they got. The Tim Tams?
Timbits.
What are they called?
Timbits.
Yeah. We'll call them Tim Tams.
Uh-oh, I have to go. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, bye, Tiff.
Bye, Tiff. Hello, how's it going? Are you at the Timmy's?
No, I'm at Creighton Petro. It's, yeah.
The petrol?
Yeah, it's Tim Hortons is connected to the petrol.
Oh, cool. Dude, I was over here at the gas station right now.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you guys have, barrels of candy out over here?
Say that again?
You guys have, barrels of candy? Like, is there someone, hauling around, a 55-gallon barrel of candy? And I don't know if it was, filled with candy or petrol, but he was trying to, give it out to people as, a trick-or-treat type of style.
Oh.
You haven't seen that guy around?
Sure. No.
Are there a lot of, transients around that area?
No.
No? You know what I'm talking about? A homeless guy?
Yeah, but no, I didn't see no one with
okay.
Candy or nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just, pumping, and I was, clicking my pen a lot, and it came to my realization that, there's some candy on the ground over here, you know? Yep. I was picking it up, and I was eating it, and I was eating it, and I was eating it. I did go inside and pay, so that was okay. I did pay, or, you know, whatever I needed to do. All my transgressions are completely, you know... My fines are paid off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ordered, I went inside, right? You guys have a food place in there? Some sort of eatery?
Yeah, there's Tim Hortons inside the store here.
Yes. I ordered the Tim Tams, a lot of them. I was waiting about 10 or 20 minutes for 50 Tim Tams. You understand?
Yeah.
I walked around the corner. I was whatever the Timbuktu's or whatever. I don't know. I don't normally go there.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Some sort of little Tim Man's. I walked around the corner because I was trying to smoke a little bit. And you guys aren't playing a prank on me or something.
I don't think so. No?
No, there's no one, dressed up as, a ghost or a skeleton with hot sauce.
You guys see anyone dressed up as, a ghost or a skeleton out there? Handing candy out earlier?
No.
Yeah.
No, skeleton?
Yeah, someone dressed up just handing candy out or anything. No, I don't know, this guy's calling about it. Not sure though. Yeah, someone about wait, what time was this? Do you think?
Well, I think he was pretty good at hiding it then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed a little weird because I walked around the corner, I was smoking my vape for a couple minutes, and then I pulled out another vape because, I mean, my other vape, you know, ran out, so I had to use the other one. And at that moment, I remembered that I had candy in my pocket. So I started eating the candy, and then I look around, for a little bit. There's this guy dressed as a skeleton with a hat on, and he's smiling at me.
Yeah.
Like right outside.
It was
crazy. Like if you saw that, you'd freak out too, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. What were you saying?
No, that's okay, but yeah, that'd be pretty fucked up to see.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that much vulgar language, but I do appreciate, your emotions coming into this.
I'm sorry you've seen that, but, I don't...
Should I take the candy from him? Or the hot sauce packets?
I'm not sure.
Because... Okay.
Hold on, 1 minute.
Oh, wait. Nick? Hello?
Someone dressed up as a skeleton.
He had like a bowl. He had a bowl of hot sauce.
This guy just came out of nowhere. I don't know.
I don't know what he's talking about. Hello? Hey, how's it going? Hello?
Same guy.
Oh, it's the same guy. Hell yeah. What's your name, by the way? I haven't gotten that yet. I haven't gotten that far with you in the terms of, like, interconnectional relationships.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Zach.
Josiah?
You're talking about the one in Creighton, right?
Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where I am. I just drove out there because I was, like, really scared. I wanted to get in my car and just get out of there. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got these gas jockeys. I haven't seen nothing all day.
Gas jockeys?
Yeah, the gas attendants.
That's a weird way to put it, but I like that. I do kind of like that. I'm going to use that from now on. I'm not as scared anymore now that you've, like, used your own terms and conditions on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just weird, man. Do you think there's, like, a place that he hides out in? Like, is there a sewer nearby or something?
No, not near here.
No sewers. No drainage ditches or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
It seemed like he just, like, crawled into the shadows after... because I didn't want to walk up to him, so I kind of avoided him. But I was... No, I was out of candy. Like, I ran out of candy in my pocket.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, what am I going to do now? I'm going to go over to that guy. I'm going to get some candy.
Yeah.
As any normal person would. But that's when it hit me. You know, it was like, it was kind of weird. You know, this guy's dressed up a little weird. He looks a little too real, maybe. It was like he was fake, but real. I don't know.
Like the time about...
I found the candy on the ground at around, like, maybe, like, 2 or, like, 2 to 8.
2 to 8? Like
2:08.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, I wasn't working yet.
Oh, that's... Who was working at the time?
Some other coworkers. They're always working in the mornings.
They might have seen it too, actually. I don't know. I never saw anyone come out, but they might have seen it through the glass. You guys have glasses?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Oh, my bad. I was eating too much candy and it got back to me.
Alright, well, you can call back tomorrow morning if you want.
It just sucks, man. It just sucks, bro.
Yeah. Again, sorry about anything.
Can I talk to your manager? Is your manager there? He's talking to you about something?
No, he's left. He's gone. He left around 7.
Who's the guy talking to you?
There's no one.
Can I talk to him? Like a
listener.
Yeah, I guess if that would help me. Like, I don't know. Did they? Maybe they saw him. Like.
No, you. I haven't seen this guy all day.
Yeah, I understand, but like I was a customer too at one point. You know.
Alright.
So
I
would appreciate
you
just like talking to another person. Okay. Well, I could be a customer like later on. Did you want that to happen?
We close at 10.
I'm really just asking if I can talk to another person, because I'm really, not scared, I'm just confused, maybe I can come back in there, I need another, point of view.
Alright,
Maybe any person coming in there.
Talk to one of my guys.
Like a non-biased employee.
Hello?
Hello? Are you a customer?
No, I'm a gas jockey.
Gas jockey. Well, you're good to talk to them. I'm not mad talking to you. What do you do out there gas jocking all day?
I just like pump gas.
And that's like normal over there? That's not usually normal over here.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so you've probably been outside for a while then.
Yeah.
You've seen it all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, have you seen a guy who looked like a skeleton with a baseball cap and sunglasses on?
No. All right. I'm gonna let you talk to this other dude.
I seen a leprechaun, but it crossed the road. The leprechaun.
What?
The leprechaun crossed the road. I don't know what to do.
Is that guy pulling a prank on me?
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. The leprechaun. Holy shit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Whoopi.
Okay. Stretching, yawning. I'm gonna do a call, and then it shows me that's it. We're all gonna go home, and we're all gonna just sit there and relax. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the end of the show. I'm your host, Wappy. Live in the studio with me, Mr. James.
Yo! I'm still here somehow.
Yeah, and we have a scared man in Carthor.
It's me, I'm the scared man.
Alright, let's call these guys. Oh, they have diesel gas.
Good evening. The North of 53 Consumers Co-op is now closed. Our hours of operation are Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday,
what the fuck,
8 a.m.
man.
To 6 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thank you.
It says it's open 24 hours. God damn it, you fuck. I was lied to. I can't believe I was lied to. It's Phantom Beach? Oh, that's scary. Welcome to the show. You're listening live. RogueServer.com, as you know. Only place where there's prank calls on the internet, I believe. Search this area. Oh, I wonder if they'll say their location. This place warrants a calling. Future. I can't call the police, I'm sorry.
Burger Prince Albert, how may I help you?
Hi, you're in Prince Albert?
Sorry?
You're in Prince Albert, right?
Yeah, Fat Burger Prince Albert, how may I help you?
Hey, you guys scared my sister, and I would like an apology for that. She came home, she's crying and screaming and stuff. If you could just apologize for her.
That's okay.
Can you just tell her? Like, she said... She was telling me that someone was dressed up as a jack-o'-lantern, and they went boo at her, and you should see her. She's crying.
Hello?
Hi, are you the guy that scared my sister?
Sorry?
Are you the guy that scared my sister?
No.
Someone's dressed up as a jack-o'-lantern, and they hopped up at her, and they went boo at her, and she flipped out. She ran. She started crying and stuff. And do you know who did that?
So where you called?
Prince Albert Fat Burger.
So there is no incident like reported like you are describing.
Oh, this is the incident, and I'm reporting it.
Sorry?
This is the incident, and I'm reporting it. Someone scared my sister dressed as a jack-o'-lantern. I just, you know,
so
I don't...
When someone scared your sister?
Prince Albert,
So what time your sister came in?
An hour ago, Prince Albert, again.
And an hour ago?
Yeah.
Okay, and, like, what happened, like, in the store? Can you please, like, elaborate, like, step by step?
Oh, someone's dressed up as a jack-o'-lantern, and they went boo at her, and it scared the pants off of her. Hold on. Sister, are you okay?
So is it like there is one of guy from the staff or like other guy from the customer?
We don't know at this point. And there's another guy
because,
dressed as a gas jockey.
Because we didn't do like this. Because we like busy like from like two hours.
Are you sure?
And we don't have time to come outside and like see customers.
Someone is dressed as a jack-o'-lantern, and they seemed official. They seemed like they were meant to be there. I'll put you on speakerphone.
Hello?
And if she hears the apology, I think it's gonna be okay. All right.
Okay, we will apologize. Yeah, we will surely apologize for her.
Right,
like when we see.
Hey, sis!
Anything else we can do?
Sis, it's okay. He's gonna start apologizing. Hey, you can start apologizing.
Hello?
Now. Oh, she's
hello?
She's too nervous to talk. You just apologize, like, to her. She'll be able to hear
hello?
You.
Hello?
Alright, she's listening. It's okay.
Hi, we are really sorry for that. Like, someone scared you. From our staff, like I will talk with the staff. If someone did that, like I'll tell them, like no one customer should deserve that. Like, and if other customer did that, like I will sorry on behalf of other customer.
Oh. It's okay.
Because we from our staff we didn't do that kind of stuff. That for sure. I'll check cameras for sure.
Oh my God.
If other customer.
Oh my God. She's scared. Oh my
So what
God.
We can do now?
I don't know. Whenever come down there again.
I'll see the cameras and I'll figure it out what happened.
Yeah. Someone's dressed as a jack-o'-lantern. That's what happened. I don't even know how that even
works. Maybe other customer came in and other customer did that. Maybe. Because our staff didn't do that kind of stuff with the customer.
Okay.
Even we can't, we will not talk other than like the work thing.
Oh, like
professional
business.
Yeah, we are not going to talk more with the customer. And from last 2 hours, we are been busy, so we don't have time to talk to with the customer, even the children. For sure, from staff, we didn't do that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
bye.
Man. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're listening, you're listening live on RogueServer.com. I'm Whoopi, your host. And
Dale, this is Sally. I have a hoagie for you. Call me.
Good night.